So I'm kind of curious, just you're theoretically, why do you think we're seeing this benefit? Kind of reminds what you were talking before about metastatic disease. Is it 1 + 1 = 2? Is there some synergy? Are you a believer in the abscopal effect? What do you think is going on?
So I'm not really a believer in the abscopal effect, but I'm a believer that the combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy is one of the strongest inductors of immune activation of the tumor. So we do not only have chemotherapy with the mechanical destruction of the tumor cells, we have the local radiotherapy, which also has a pro-immunogenic effect on the tumor. And I think the combination of both of these therapeutic modalities has a very strong impact on the efficacy of immunotherapy. And this is also seen, let's say that there was one interesting subgroup result coming out of the PACIFIC trial that the efficacy seems to be independent from the PD-L1 expression status. So we did observe the improvement in progression-free survival in the group of patients with high PD-L1 expression, as well as in the group of patients with low PD-L1 expression.
And again, the issue of targetable mutations came out, and they looked at that. They had patients in the trial, and it looked like they benefited also.
There was a benefit. We have to be cautious because the group was very, very small and the confidence interval is quite broad. It's an exploratory signal, but it's true there was a signal of efficacy even in that group of patients with targetable mutations. Normally, we do not look for these mutations in that group of patients, stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer, but there was a signal of efficacy.